Hello, through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hi, James. It's Enzo
Hi, Enzo.
here. I was hi there. I was waiting on somebody phoning me back because I thought you said that you were going to phone me before the Wednesday.
Hold on one second.
Do you remember you were going to give me another update, kind of thing?
Yeah, no problem. Just give me one moment while I just locate your file.
Thank you. You're in Manchester, aren't you, James?
Liverpool.
Oh, that's right. I saw you. How is
Just
it? Is it
before.
warm?
Oh yeah, it's sweltering today, and it's only going to get warmer. It's currently 22 degrees. Yeah, so it's going to, and it's only 10 o'clock, so I'm not looking forward to it. Not looking forward to
Well,
it.
the other
Just.
day I was in Pontefract, Ferry Bridge, kind of way, 36.5 at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I bet it's
I
only a
know.
bit warmer as well.
Near Castleford, aye, yes.
Just before we move on, proceed with the phone call, and so could I just ask you three questions for date protection purposes?
Go for it, mate.
Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
7th of December 1967.
And your postal address?
My postal address is my doctor's surgery now, mate. I can look it up for you if you want.
Could you just confirm for me your mobile number instead?
07562 088 722.
And also your email address, please.
EnzoSerapilia67@gmail.com.
Fantastic. We've passed data protection now. So
Thank you.
what I can see, Mike, in the last few days has put some notes on the file. He said that he spoke with yourself and you got his mum and dad, your mum and dad's name, NHS number for GP. Sent the pictures, obviously, as you know, with the pictures of you showing evidence of with the nuns with your time at the school.
Yes.
So what I did following that is that I
Did
ended up
you
sending.
forward that to them? Yeah.
We've not forwarded to him as forwarding the pictures
You're going
because
to use it
we're
as
just gonna.
evidence if need be.
Yeah,
Yeah,
of
right,
course.
that's fine.
So I've sent a subject access request to the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Glasgow, and
Well, it wouldn't be Glasgow, would it? Why would it be Glasgow if I went to the school was in Girvan?
it's just because of the area of
Oh, aye,
where the
because they
people.
were in charge of it because it was Strathclyde at the time. I
Yeah,
understand. I
that's
get it,
correct.
mate. Yes, you're 100% right.
So I haven't received, I have received something back from them, and they've said, "Thank you for your email, but we have no knowledge of a St. Joseph's institution in Govan, and none of our
In
Govan
Govan,
parish."
it's not in Govan, it's in Girvan.
How do you spell that? Sorry.
G for golf,
Yeah.
I for indigo, R
Yeah.
for Romeo, and
Yeah.
then van, V for Victor, A for Alpha, and N for November.
Girvan. Okay, no problem. It looks like
Girvan.
in South
No
Ayrshire.
wonder they don't have any knowledge. I've said that to you about a million times, by the way. The school is in Girvan.
I do apologise that someone's probably
No,
phone is just
that's
not.
not, you can't afford to make a mistake like that, mate. Come on.
No, yeah, of course. I don't know who's been dealing with the file or who went you confirmed that to them, but they should have
So
obviously had
how do
selling.
you overcome that to make them self-believe that, if you know what I mean? Because you've already said govern now.
Well, I can always can still can continue to send an email and just obviously correct our clerical mistake of Girvan
Yes,
of
it was
saying
in
Govan
Girvan,
but
and the
actually
area
Girvan.
in Girvan, it was called Bar Hill.
Barl Hill,
Bar Hill, yes.
as in BAR Hill.
Yes, Bar Hill.
No problem. I'll keep that there for a note. Let's have a look at the other details that we sent. Still yet to receive anything from your general practitioner, which is to be expected because we only literally sent the DSR to them no more than 6 days ago. And we should hopefully get something back from
The
them in
diocese, you
coming
mean?
weeks. No, your general practitioner.
Oh, right, my doctor, yeah.
Yeah, your doctors, yeah.
What is it you're looking for off of him? Just medical records and whatever.
Essentially, yeah. So, it's a if you've ever used any mental health services or anything like
Oh,
that,
I have.
you
I
have,
have.
yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's fantastic. Do you know where you used your mental health services?
Well, I mean, the doctors get everything in record, if you know what I mean. I
Yeah.
attended Ross Hill Hospital as well, privately. My mum and dad paid for it at the time.
Yeah.
Yep. That was in Glasgow, Ross Hill Hospital in Glasgow. I've just been sort of, how would you say, been dealing with it since I was a young boy, about 17. And I've been on antidepressants for 40 years now. That'll
Yeah.
be good enough evidence for you, sir.
Yeah, definitely. From what I can see, we do have quite a bit of information back from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. We will be able to obviously review the evidence and be able to locate all that information to support your application once we are in receipt of all your other further records. Let's see what Glasgow
But
have come
what?
back
Why
with
do
here.
you write to the Roman Catholic Church?
The reason why we wrote to the Roman Catholic Church is because a lot of residential schools and parishes were used as schools, so they would hold some information as to your admission there, and then obviously when you've been discharged
They
as well,
won't
and you've
they
gone.
won't have any records of me being there, and I'll tell you why. They've destroyed them all, same as the Maris Brothers.
Yeah, well,
Yep.
even if we get a correspondence
Sorry.
back, just even so, it would be best for obviously for us to be able to get correspondence from them to confirm that the records have been destroyed, and obviously we would go ahead and try and work around to obviously say like you were at this institution due to the date of the admission and the discharge and the data policies back in the day. Obviously, the records have been destroyed. But we have obviously photographic evidence of you being there, so that will help
You've also
support.
got my sister as well on
Yeah.
the 7th birthday because we're twins and you can't trick a photograph, my friend.
No, you can't. You can't, unfortunately. But yeah, that is currently all the details what we sent when we last spoke to you, Enzo. We're just waiting on receipt of any acknowledgements of the subject access request and. They should be due within August.
Because they said that I should be getting settled well before Christmas.
Yeah, so what we're wanting to
It's a
do
long
is,
time I've been waiting now, you know what I mean?
I know I can understand sometimes it's the process of the subject access request. So once we send a subject access request, once they've acknowledged it, they have a month of a statutory deadline. But say if they come back to us after confirming acknowledgement, if they have like a request to help aid them in their search for the records, that puts like a pause on the statutory deadline because they've requested further information. It halts the process until we respond, and then when we
Okay.
respond with any further information, it will continue the process as of normal. It's like pausing a film essentially.
Aye.
So that's as to why sometimes
So
it
when
can
does the
go a
film
little bit
finish,
longer.
if you know what I mean?
It'll be usually obviously when we're in receipt of the records or they tell us that they have no records, if they don't get back to us within the statutory deadline, the only thing we can really do about it is just contact the ICO to then obviously make
Who's
a
that?
complaint.
Who's the ICO?
The ICO provides regulations for the data protection in the UK. Sorry. So it's the Information Commissioner's Office, so it's just the UK Data Protection Regulator is all, and they can provide information on to who to contact in relation to data protection.
Right, and what happens if they can't provide anything? What, where does it go from there?
The ICO don't hold any documents or anyone's data in response to it. It's just an organisation
Okay.
body who looks over the process of people making subject access requests and making sure institutions adhere to the process. And if not, they are the ones who will then escalate the matter
So
further and go
who
to
is it
decide.
yous are actually taking to court? Is it the nuns of Cluny or is it the government here? Because I think the two of them should be taken to court. It should be two separate claims.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily a court case what we'll be going through. So it's essentially government funding has been given towards Scottish Redress, which is a panel within inside the justice system, and they already know that obviously they've been negligent when it comes to the care of children, obviously pre 2004. So they've given a set funding aside for those who have been involved within the care. Within care settings pre 2004 to be able to apply to the
Right.
redress panel to provide them with the care records, a time frame of well, sorry, not a time frame, a chronology of care, and then once it's been provided to the panel with a witness statement, then they'd obviously make a decision on to what they feel is the appropriate
And
response.
also as well, what happens if they say, oh, he was sent there by his parents? How does that stand?
It's still a care setting. So even if your parents like ended up sending you to like say a residential school which is run by a
Well, it's my
local
parents
council.
and the government, if you know what I mean.
Well, because they obviously it was their responsibility of placing you within that care setting, so it would still fall onto their responsibility to obviously care for the well-being of you as a child. If the government, i.e. being like the local council, was involved at the time with your parents of making the decision to go to the residential schools or to the nunneries, it would still fall under the Scottish Redress scheme. You'd still
Right,
be
but
appropriate.
surely there must be two different claims there, because one against the nuns of Clonmany and the other one against the Scottish government, because or the Scottish councils that were involved in the time. And I'll tell you the reason why: they failed to protect me in a duty of care.
Yeah, you are right.
So it's two separate claims here, by the way, that you should be doing for me now. Not just the redress, by the way, also the one with the nuns of Cluny as well. Do you get it, mate?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. So we're not actually physically taking like anyone to court in relation to this, just so you're aware. So like we're not like going to the Scottish courts to obviously make a claim against the Scottish government. The
Why not?
so the Scottish government have already basically accepted fault for the negligence of the care in Scotland pre 2004. So the
Right,
scheme
okay.
is the Scottish government's acceptance of their fault. So people who was under social care, under child social care pre 2004, are able to apply to the scheme to obviously get the written apology, obviously what you're
Well,
deserving, and
I
obviously,
applied before a long time ago, James,
yeah.
and this was a long time ago. And they rejected my offer. They says you can either get £10,000 right now without asking any questions or us asking you any questions or whatever, or you get £100,000, up to £100,000, if you were sent there by the government. They says, and they says because your parents sent you there, that's why your application's been unsuccessful. I don't see the point of that, mate.
Yeah, so what they've wanted to try and do is they've wanted to try and give you the fixed rate, which is where anyone can
No,
go.
they wouldn't want to give me anything at all, by the way. They
Oh,
wouldn't
what?
even want to give me any money.
Oh, when they offered you the £10,000, they said due to your parents being involved,
No,
there's
no, no,
nothing
no,
to
no,
do.
no, no, no. They offered me a £10,000 without any questions asked,
Yeah.
or I could be in the redress scheme to find out, if my application is applicable, if I mean, valid.
Yeah.
And they sent me a letter back after filling in all the forms and this, that, and the next thing, and they says that you don't fit that criteria, they says.
That is a bit peculiar. If they've offered you the fixed rate, so the fixed rate is a £10,000, as you just mentioned, providing no
Yes,
evidence, no information.
provided no evidence or anything like that. So I never even get the £10,000. I get nothing off them.
Yeah, so we're putting you through under the application for individually assessed rate, being
Aye.
the reward is up to anywhere between £100,000 and £20,000, and that is obviously with a witness statement provided to the Scottish Redress Panel alongside
Well,
any
I've already
further
gave you the
evidence.
witness statement, mate.
So that statement is was just a brief summary of what we needed to obviously try and understand your experience within the Kerr. Once we end up receiving all your records, we'll need to do an actual witness statement, which is a bit more meticulous. So we'll ask specific questions, try do it within
Sure.
order so the chronology is correct, so we can highlight with the records what we will end up receiving from local council
Basically,
and things.
what I'm saying is, what happens if they can't find any records, James? If nobody can find any records, does it still make my claim valid? Acceptable? Does it still stand?
It would still stand, yeah. But like, I'd be very surprised if they can't find any records of you anywhere that
Well,
will
I mean,
be
if you watch
referenced
the
for.
film Spotlight, by the way, I don't know if you've seen it or not, and that's about all the priests in America that try to
Yeah.
cover everything up, try to close documentations down to 2045 and all that at the Vatican, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, the way that this works out is, you see in the movie, the priests and all that going with big wheelbarrows full of records and putting them inside a furnace.
Yeah.
So what chance have you got there?
So the chances with them independent institutions, what are not obviously regulated by local council or government,
Aye.
they can't
I'll
really
tell you
actually
what I would
behave
like
the
to do to them, by the way, honestly.
I can
Ah,
imagine, sir.
I thought, aye, honestly, because if I don't get my own way one way, by the way, I'm going to have to do it another way, mate.
I can understand that. Hopefully, it won't obviously come to that.
Aye.
Won't come to that. But as I was
I,
saying.
listen, I'm hoping that you get me some money here, by the way, because I'm well overdue, by the way. I've been waiting for flipping years for this, mate.
Yeah, of course, of course. We are working our very best to try and locate your records.
Can you
Similarly.
please try and push this as much as you can? Because I'm at the stage of boiling point and frustration. And I
Yeah.
don't know if you know the way that a victim is, how would you say, maneuvering and orchestrating, articulating all this through, by the way. It's not easy, mate.
No, of course,
I
yeah.
just want to move forward with my life, James, please. Can you help me?
Yeah, of course, we will try our very best to help you in regards to your application. We obviously don't want to cause any stress towards yourself when trying
Well,
to
it has
locate these
caused me
records.
stress, by the way. It's caused me a lot of stress. And it's still, inviting stress at the table, kind of thing. And what I want to do is have a good meal and see you later, by the way. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Stress-free. Make it enjoyable, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of
So
course.
I think the best thing that you could do today, and I'm not telling you what to do, by the way, is to make that letter that you sent to the diocese in Glasgow, the Roman Catholic Church, as they call themselves, there's nothing Roman about them, right enough. But anyway, that's besides the point. And tell them it was in Bar Hill in Girvan. And tell them that
Egypt.
you've got the photographs as well.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and
That's
I'll
what I
forward
would be
them
saying,
that.
by the way, to back that up, and
Yeah, we'll
also my records.
Yeah. So I saved you the documentation what you sent to us, being with the pictures. I can go and send that over to the Roman Catholic
Yep.
diocese, and then obviously state that you was there. There was a clerical error with us saying the
Yep.
location, and we'll obviously correct ourselves and say that
Here's
it's
the
Durban.
thing, James, by the way. Can you send me an email of that letter that they sent you?
Yeah, it wasn't a letter what they sent me. It was literally just an email response,
Well,
but I
even
can
the email
forward
would
it
be
to
good
you.
enough for my own information. It's just to keep my business right at my side.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, I'll
Okay.
forward the email to you. As soon as we finish the call now, I'm just gonna go through your file within depth, see as to where we can go moving forward in trying to locate your records and
Yep.
seeing who is the appropriate care bodies to get in contact with. I'll make a note now saying that it wasn't Girvan in Bar Hill, not Govan.
It was Bar Hill and Girvan.
In
Bar Hill
Girvan.
and Girvan.
Yeah, so for here, from what I can see, it says South Ayrshire.
Aye,
That's
well, Bar
what
Hill,
it says.
Girvan, South Ayrshire.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll be able to go forward and chase up on South Ayrshire to say, like, obviously, you was at St.
And
John's.
it was
St.
the
Jude's, sorry.
diocese. I'll tell you who was involved with it. It was the Diocese of New Galloway, Dumfries and New Galloway.
Diocese of Dumfries and
Dumfries
Galloway.
and New Galloway.
New Galloway.
Yep, I'm giving you all the information that you need now. I've put all my cards on the table, mate. It's up to you now.
Yeah, from what I can see online, it's they are just known as the Diocese of Galloway now.
Well, that's the diocese is in charge of that school, mate.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Well, what I'll do is I'll get in contact with them now. I'll give them a call just to ask which is an appropriate email address for a subject.
First class, there. Mate. Would you phone me back and let me know how you got on, please?
Yeah, of course. I'll give you a call back. What time would be best for you today?
Anytime. I've got my
All
phone
right.
with me 24/7 now.
Fantastic, no worries. I'll give you a call back as soon as I've updated your file and sent appropriate subject requests to the institutions and to also Diocese of Galloway, as you just confirmed on the phone.
Okay. No
All
problem,
right.
James. I look forward to hearing from you today. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No worries. Speak to you soon, Enzo.
Thanks for your
Bye.
Help. Thank you. Bye.